This is Matt Graham with the MBS Live Market Update. Bonds had a pretty uneventful week last week. It was shortened by the Good Friday holiday, with Friday being fully closed and Thursday being a half day. In addition to that, it was month end and quarter end, which in hindsight seemed to have brought in additional buyers. And this is always a possibility around a month end trading day or trading week. Bonds can go on a run in either direction, and it won't necessarily be connected to any fundamental development or news headline. The reason that we refer to hindsight being relevant in that assessment is that we're seeing a reversal of that trade in the new month trading that's happening today. And here, too, is another facet of the month-end and new-month dynamic where a decided momentum move at the end of a previous month is more often than not reversed, at least to some extent, in the opening hours of the new month. And that's what's happening so far today. It is not being helped by ISM manufacturing, which came in slightly stronger than expected, as well as the prices paid component of ISM manufacturing, which often gets more attention than the headline itself, especially in this inflation-watching environment. All told, it's been good for more than 12 bips of increase in the 10-year Treasury yield, taking us all the way back up to that 4.32 range ceiling. So that's pretty much one fell swoop from March 28th through today, 4.19 to 4.32, and that's the prevailing range. MBS down about half a point, and from here we will turn our attention to the week's remaining data to get a firm commitment as to whether or not we'll be breaking out of that training range in any significant way. There is some question about last week's data because PCE inflation was out on Friday, even though it was a holiday, and some people expected that to have a better effect on bonds because it was in line with expectations and painted a little bit of a better picture than the CPI data a couple weeks ago, and coming in at 0.3 versus 0.3, by the way, and down from 0.5 previously. But the fact that the previous reading is now up to 0.5 sort of offsets the headline improvement, because that was an upward revision from the initially reported 0.4. All told, though, I think the market reacted to CPI first and foremost. PCE just hasn't had much of an impact in this environment. Fed Chair Powell spoke on Friday, didn't say anything we haven't already heard. So really the market was waiting for the new month trading and also to trade this week's economic data. So getting back to talking about this week's economic data, there is a significant report almost every day this week. Tomorrow's will be JOLTS, Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey at 10 a.m. And Wednesday will be ISM non-manufacturing, which is generally worth a bigger reaction than the manufacturing version. Thursday is the only day without any obviously huge piece of economic data. And then Friday, the hugest comes out with the jobs report, currently expected to show 200,000 payrolls and unchanged unemployment rate at 3.9%. If that were to happen, it's hard to say which direction the bond market would go. It might depend on the internals. But in general, the Fed is still talking about rate cuts in June, maybe at the earliest, and the jobs data would need to be near or below forecast to make that more likely. And even then, it will be next week's CPI data that has a bigger impact on the rate cut expectations. That's going to do it for this week. Back to you.